Well, let me just begin by saying that this is a brand new technology, two brand new technologies that is being launched on humanity. And we are in the middle of a live experiment as we speak. First of all, Pfizer's experiment is not due to be completed until January of 2023. Moderna not completed until October of 2022. So that means that right now, if you take the vaccine, you are in the middle of the experiment. We cannot tell you for sure what will happen to you. I want everyone to know that. Also, they're not being given informed consent. Again, they're going against that Nuremberg code. So they're not telling you that the animal studies have showed that when the animals took this kind of vaccine, that they did much worse when they saw the virus. They actually had more lung inflammation, more liver failure, and many more died. So this is very concerning. I'd also like to say that they're lying to us in the studies themselves. When they say that it's safe, when they're saying it's safe and effective, let me tell you that they are omitting much of the data to lie to the public and to lie to the other medical professionals. For instance, in Pfizer's study, the phase two, phase three, they listed that they had about 44,000 research subjects. But at the end, they only studied for the safety 37,000. That means almost 7,000 patients are missing from the study, and they don't give the data of why they're missing. Are they alive? Are they dead? Were they really sick? Were they really angry? 7,000 patients, that's an extraordinary number to omit from a study. I'd also like to say that the VAERS database, which shows the adverse events happening from the vaccine, which maybe only 1% is reported, so far there's been about 650 deaths that have been related to the vaccine. Also about 40 to 50,000 adverse events from these COVID-19 vaccines. That's a huge number. Let me put that in perspective. When 1976, we had the swine flu epidemic, they rushed the vaccine then. And then within 6 weeks, they reported 25 deaths and about 360 Guillain-Barré paralysis, total body paralysis. They stopped the vaccine. They stopped the vaccine then. Look at the numbers now. Nobody's talking about how dangerous it is on the major media. This is an atrocity. This is not how medicine should be performed. This is not science. And they're getting away with it because it's under the Emergency Preparedness Act. People need to recognize that our normal checks and balances have been thrown out the window. So if you could depend on them before, you cannot depend on them now. We are in a totally different kind of operating system right now. So why are they doing this kind of a dangerous vaccine, you know, and pushing it to the public without any safety data? So that's where I tell people there's an ulterior motive, another agenda. And so we need to look and see what is happening around the world, because this is a one world agenda. You keep hearing all these people saying, oh, it's for the Great Reset. And I can tell you from business meetings I've attended that I believe the intent of these vaccines have to do with something about the nanotechnology involved, as well as the genetic manipulation. And that's when I decided to be kind of a whistleblower and tell people what I learned in these meetings. And the business meeting, one happened to be in Metro Atlanta here in Georgia. When I attended that meeting, they talked about how to manipulate the behavior of a group of people very quickly using software apps on your smart device, which would then be connected to biosensors inside your body. I didn't know at the time, this is around 6 years ago, how they would connect the biosensors with the smartphone. But what they're saying is pretty much in 30 days, they could control a complete population of people, because these biosensors would accumulate data about you, including your thoughts, including your emotions, all your heart rate, your sexual activity, very intimate details about you. All that data would be accumulated, would go to an algorithm into a central server, which would then give you your social credit score back. Okay, so then you would, if you're a good human, you got a nice house, you got good food, you could go to a concert. If you're a bad human, you wouldn't get a good education, you wouldn't get a good house, etc. I was horrified to learn this in the meeting. And if you don't think this is true, well, you just look at you know, the Microsoft patent, the 2020-06-06-06, it says the same thing I'm telling people. They launched that, or they published that one in March of 2020 around the world. And again, it uses biosensors to do this. Now, the nanotechnology they're using in these vaccines, they're called, it's nanolipid particles. But I'm here to tell you that those same particles can also be used as biosensors in the body. They have multiple purposes. They are first being used for on-demand drug delivery system, but they can also be used as biosensors. This is a warning, everybody. Be careful. Look what's happening right now. Look who's in charge of our vaccines, the Department of Defense. Look who's funding it, DARPA. I mean, that's pretty concerning to me. Why is DARPA involved here? We don't have our own medical institutions running this anymore. We have the military pushing it. And I'm here to warn everybody, please look, because we have ingredients in these vaccines that have never been launched on humanity before. I've attended meetings where they told me and other science and business professionals the intent of the future of us. And so it is our duty, it's my duty to warn you what I know. And if you have this knowledge, do your due diligence. It is your duty to warn others, because this is the most pivotal time of human history. And it's a special place with me, because I've had family that were in the concentration camps. And I met two of them that did survive. They showed me their numbers. I felt their arms. And they told me, be careful, because it's going to happen again in your lifetime. They foresaw the future. We can stop this right now if we educate ourselves and we speak up for our human rights and our constitutional rights. For 5 years, these manufacturers have complete amnesty. They have more amnesty than the normal vaccine manufacturers, because in the past, there was a special court that the taxpayers paid out for any damages done from the vaccines, not the manufacturers. This time, that court doesn't even exist, or at least there's no funding for it. So nobody, not anyone that gives the injection, no one that's doing research and development, they have no liability. You have no recourse. If you're hurt, if your family member's killed, if you're maimed for life, too bad for you. That's just your lot in life. You have to deal with it. Please know that they don't care about safety, because there is no incentive for it. Imagine if you made a car and you didn't have to worry about getting sued for anybody that was damaged in your car with the faulty tires. Hey, just go on. Just keep producing it the same way. You make even more money. Look at these companies. They're making the vaccine in less than 1 year. They developed it. They even bragged in Moderna that they were able to make the code injecting into you in 2 days. They made it in 2 days. You cannot tell me that is safe and effective for any human on this planet. They are playing with our lives, and this is not acceptable. So you need at least 10 to 15 years for a normal vaccine to prove its efficacy and safety.